At first light, Secret Service personnel walked the White House lawn. This is the 2-foot-wide drone they found. The Secret Service said an individual called them early Monday to report flying the drone that crashed on the White House grounds. All indications are the incident occurred as a result of recreational use of the device, authorities said. The president's spokesman was all about calm.
A device that has been recovered by the Secret Service at the White House. The early indications are that it does not pose any sort of ongoing threat right now to anybody at the White House.
But there are security issues.
This is a really big deal, regardless of what anyone in the arena is saying.
It was 3:08 a.m. when a uniformed Secret Service officer on the south grounds of the White House complex heard and saw a so-called quadcopter device. It was flying at a very low altitude and ultimately crashed on the southeast side of the White House complex. The White House was immediately placed on lockdown until the device was examined and an all-clear sounded. This was just the latest security breach. In September, an Army veteran jumped the fence and got into the East Room of the White House before being tackled. In November 2011, a man fired a semi-automatic rifle at the mansion. Drones like these are widely available commercially, but all airborne traffic over Washington, D.C. is banned unless a flight plan is filed and it's under FAA control. Authorities have been struggling for months on how to integrate drones into U.S. airspace so they don't interfere with commercial air traffic or cause a security threat. What if it carried explosives? Shooting a drone down? Not practical.
You're in a residential and commercial area in downtown D.C., so that eliminates that possibility.
What about jamming the drone radio signal?
The only way to mitigate the threat from a drone carrying a camera or an explosive is to attack it on the RF side, the radio frequency side, which actually guides the drone.